So yeah, my name's Jeff Fritz, and we're going to start our next session. We're going to talk about contributing, giving back, doing a little bit to contribute to Windows Forms, WPF. Those projects, they're all open source, and they're on GitHub. And we have some of the top contributors to the WinForms project that are going to join us here. Let me start bringing them in. I'm going to start with Igor, and let's bring in Hugh, Tobias, and Georgios. Hey, how's it going there, friends?
Howdy.
Hello, hello.
Hey, everyone.
Can we introduce ourselves? Let's start here with Igor first, to my right.
I'm Igor. I work for Microsoft. I look after Windows Forms repository.
Fantastic. Hugh.
Sure. Hi. Thanks for having me today. I'm Hugh. I sort of am a consultant in my full-time, but in my spare time, I contribute a lot to open source projects, do a lot of stuff in the .NET community and elsewhere. So thanks for having me.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Georgios, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm an engineering manager, and sometimes I contribute to Windows Forms repository, and that's it for me.
All right, and Tobias?
Hi, I'm a long-time WinForms user, and have been following WinForms on GitHub ever since it went open source.
Awesome. So all of these folks, they've been contributing, they've been helping build Windows Forms for .NET. .NET 3.1, .NET Core 3.1, and .NET 5. So let me start with you, Igor. First off, you're involved, you're working on Windows Forms. What got you started? What got you hooked in and saying, oh my gosh, I got to get involved with Windows Forms?
Oh, that's a good question. I have to step back a little bit. About 5 years ago, I got involved with open source, like really, really sort of involved with a project called Git Extensions.
Okay.
That's a Windows Forms app built by the community to help people embrace Git via UI. And because of WinForms was my passion for past 20 years, or give or take, I was sort of a natural fit in that project. And, you know, it got me really excited. And like, I was really excited in contributing back because I've been using that application on a day-to-day basis. Mm. You know, fast forward a few years, Windows Forms got open sourced. And I was like, oh my God. you know, they would need someone to be passionate about WinForms. They need someone to be passionate about open source, but instead they got me. So that's how it started. And like, yeah, for past 2 years, a bit less than that, I've been looking after the repository. We got, I guess, very lucky to have these wonderful chaps here and like everyone else who's been contributing and helping us to deliver, to continue to deliver the Windows Forms to all the users we have, and helped us in innovating in the Windows Form space.
Okay.
As you may remember, in .NET 5, we brought the first Windows Forms control in 15 years called Task Dialog. Thank you to Constantine, who couldn't join us today, sadly. But like massive shout outs to him. We've enhanced our accessibility, you know, part of WinForms again, like thanks to contributors we have. So it's very exciting.
Absolutely. It's great to see so many folks get involved. I want to go to Hugh. You've contributed a ton to Windows Forms. What got you interested? I mean, as a consultant, you know, what got you saying, oh, I want to give back. I want to write some code for Windows Forms.
Yeah, so I guess you can kind of see that I'm relatively young. I'm probably the youngest in this crowd today. And I taught myself to code when I was about 15, 14, 15. And my first app was a Windows Forms app. It was a web browser called Huser, which was basically a wrapper around like the standard WinForms web browser.
Okay.
And so I sort of was using Windows Forms. That's how I learned how to code. And then I sort of developed my knowledge in C# and .NET, and then started contributing a lot to .NET runtime, or was as is known then, the CoreFX libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly WinForms came out. It was open source. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is quite cool. I've used this technology. This is how I started to code. I'm quite interested in finding out how it works. So I took a look, as I do with most .NET libraries. I wrote some tests. I seem to be quite obsessed with that, and then started finding bugs, adding features where they came up. It was quite exciting.
Let me ask you a little bit more about writing tests for an open source project. Did you feel like that was a good entry for you to kind of tease things apart, write a test to see if I change something, does it break my test or something like that? What was your approach and what got you writing tests?
Yeah, that's a really great point, because I think testing is obviously a really sort of, doesn't seem like the most glamorous or exciting of contributions that you can make to an open source project. People want to be fixing bugs and adding lots of features, but testing is kind of the thing that holds, it's the glue that holds everything together. It keeps a lot of things going and makes sure that everything works right at the end of the day. Sure. So it's quite fun to find new bugs as well with your unit tests. But also testing is a great way to learn. So, when I want to learn about some sort of new control, I write a bunch of unit tests and then I can learn a lot about that. So it's actually a really good way of sort of learning about how the product's structured, because you write coverage, targeted unit tests and things like that. So you can see how the code works and as an implementation as well. So it's quite a nice way of finding out that curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Georgios, you said that you're a program manager. What got you involved? What got you interested in taking that first step, contributing to the project?
I used Windows Forms like many years ago during an internship, and since then, I've used them from time to time. So yeah, as you said, when the project got open sourced, first I was just curious just to see the code and the whole process behind it. I just started by doing a small contribution, then I did another, then another, and then by the time you realize it, you get hooked. And you do more and more. So yeah, I usually just do small contributions to the project. Yeah, it's been quite interesting to see such a mature code base evolving to getting new features. So it's quite cool.
I get that also, where I'll fix just a little thing. Let me just fix the font over here. Let me move the placement of this thing over here. And eventually it's like, I want to see this thing through to the finish. I totally get what you're talking about. I'll just do a little bit. Add a little bit more.
A fun fact, that Georgios is our second biggest contributor.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And gosh, what's that say for an open source project, something that a lot of us really use in our applications, and some of the biggest contributors are from the community. That's really great stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Here's another fun fact. In .NET 5, we had, I think, more than 900 pull requests merged. And 900. About 70% of those were from external contributors.
Oh my gosh.
Hugh had a code generator. He's been just generating tests for us like no time. Nonetheless, like Georgia, like I'm part of, I'm representing Microsoft, right? Like I think I'm not in top three even in terms of contributions to .NET 5.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to make sure I want to get to Tobias real quick. What got you interested? What got you connected in wanting to contribute code to Windows Forms?
I've been using WinForms for like 15 years, and Microsoft had already made the source available for quite a long time as reference source, so I had studied it a lot. And I want to share my experience with it and make sure the quality remains as high as it was for all those years. Keep being a great experience.
Oh my gosh, I can really appreciate that. Almost as a benevolent instructor, right? Bringing that hey, here's my experience to the update to the framework. That's really cool to see as a return to the new framework. And I want to make sure that there's a couple questions here around open sourcing this, Igor. Having big contributions from folks in the community like Hugh and Georgios and Tobias, how do we ensure that there's a quality from them that we can stamp and say, this is Microsoft approved, this is what we're shipping?
That's a very good question. Because right now we have a regression on our hands. Sadly. Quality is a big sort of question and a big part of our lives, right? And it's not just Microsoft, I suppose. It's any project where you take pride. But especially at Microsoft, because WinForms is used by a very large number of developers worldwide, as a hobby and in sort of commercial enterprise environments. So we do certainly have some automated pipelines with unit tests and integration tests. And Hugh is responsible for a significant chunk in our testing pipelines.
Oh, very cool.
Because sadly, when WinForms got open sourced, we lost a significant part of our testing sort of infrastructure due to whatever background things. So we're slowly rebuilding that. We have about 70,000 tests, which sounds like a lot, but it's actually a drop in the ocean as far as our code base is concerned.
That is a lot. Yeah. And how long does it take for all those tests to run?
It doesn't take that long. I think it's within 10 minutes. We have all the tests running 64-bit, 32-bit, and we have some integration tests and accessibility tests running as part of that pipeline as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we have some of that stuff, plus we have a test team which does exploratory tests. And sometimes we find things which we miss as part of the automation tests with those folks. And we have people like Tobias who comes in every now and then and keeps us in check and say, hey, you actually forgot about this thing, or you may have you may need to think about this thing, which is extremely appreciated. And sometimes I have that, facepalm moment as well, like, oh, thank you, Tobias. It's really appreciated.
And that kind of that kind of leads to the question to Hugh, Tobias, and Georgios. Can I see a show of hands? Was there any intimidation, any concern of, oh my gosh, I'm now contributing to WinForms, and there's a quality level that I've got to hit. Did you feel any intimidation about that? Because my first commits for Microsoft were like, are you kidding? I'm committing this, and it's going to go into Visual Studio? What? Was there any intimidation, any concern with that? No, nothing. Confident. Very confident. Ice cold. Look at this. Look at these three. They got it down cold. Oh, my gosh. So utmost confidence. You knew that committing code, you could work with it, you could test. No big deal, huh? Tobias, bring in some of your insight back into WinForms. You're confident in that? You didn't feel any concerns with having to meet that Microsoft quality bar?
Well, I'm used to meeting high quality bars.
Awesome.
I got a bit disappointed with myself when I made actual regression. But sometimes it's hard to make the right decisions and sometimes miss the details.
Very cool. All right. There's a question that came in here from Twitter. Let me make sure I put this up on the screen for us to talk to. This is from somebody named Beth Massey. I don't know who that is. Hey, what was the biggest challenge to overcome in open sourcing Windows Forms? Igor, I think that's a bit more of a question to you, but I think we can go to the rest of the panel. Did you have any kind of a challenge in having to deal with and juggle making WinForms open source, sending it out to GitHub?
I've joined a bit late.
Okay.
So I kind of missed a lot of the technical challenges. But I presume there was a significant challenge because the .NET framework was one big lump of code, right? Like everything was very tightly connected. So separating these parts. And by the way, Windows Forms consists of two parts. And that's, I guess, worth calling out. We have a runtime component. That's what's been open source on GitHub, and that's what I've been looking after, and that's what all these contributions are going to. And we have the designer. Designer is what you have in Visual Studio. That's when you drag these buttons around and set the properties. And that's still proprietary. That's still closed source.
Okay.
So a challenge in itself is separating the runtime from the designer and making sure the runtime continues to operate. It can be built, it can be, cloned and worked on in the separation, as well as it can be sort of sent through all the pipelines, be bundled in SDK and delivered ultimately to the user computer.
Okay.
And the challenge is, well, technical challenge for the runtime in itself is to make Visual Studio work nicely with it, because we're constantly building upon the new .NET runtime, which keeps on innovating and changing features, as well as we're changing features in Windows Forms runtime. And Visual Studio needs to know where our new bits are so we can load and run with them.
Okay.
So developer experience, we're constantly reviewing the developer experience, and we're trying to make it as great as possible, as seamless as possible. There are still certain kinks, but over the years we've gotten better and better.
So now that Windows Forms is open source, how do we go about contributing? What are those first steps that we need to go through? I mean, clone the repository. Okay, now we've got the source code. Are there things that we need to install? Do we need Visual Studio 2019? Can we get started with Visual Studio Code or some other text editor if we want to contribute?
Well, there's actually multiple ways to contribute, right? You may not even need to have Visual Studio. Like, for instance, you can contribute to our documentation, right?
Okay.
And that can be done through GitHub, and we have a .NET documentation repo.
Yep.
Right. Well, you obviously would likely want to clone it, and you can use Visual Studio Code or whatever editor you want. If you want, there's another way. You can propose new API. And again, you don't, strictly speaking, need Visual Studio for it, because you need to think of what is missing in in Windows Forms toolkit.
Okay.
How it would complement the existing API, how it would make life easier for not just yourself, but every other developer using WinForms out there. The other way is to obviously fix bugs, or write new code, or write tests like Hugh does. That's his favorite thing. For that, you need a Visual Studio 2019, .8, I think, at least, due to .NET runtime, whatever specification. But ultimately, if you go to our GitHub repo, which is https://github.com/.NET/WinForms, we have relatively complete instructions as how you can do it. And if you find anything which doesn't make sense or isn't straightforward, by all means, feel free to raise an issue or ping me on Twitter, and we'll try to make it easier to understand.
Oh my gosh.
Keep on scrolling down.
How can I contribute? There we go. Developer guide, how to engage, contribute, and provide feedback. And I noticed that you have an up for grabs tag in the issues list.
Yes. Well, thanks for bringing that up. Yes. So we typically, any issue is up for grabs, right? So if you feel passionate about specific bug or specific feature, by all means, get involved. Just ping or leave a comment on that particular issue. Say, hey, I'm interested in looking at that. But as a team, we typically mark issues as up for grabs as we think they are easy to start with, may not necessarily require deep knowledge of specific area, or they may not need any insight knowledge, because sometimes we need to port certain features from closed source repos or talk to someone from another team.
Okay.
So up for grabs is typically the issues are easy to start with.
So, and then I noticed that there's some things here that say code cleanup, performance. I saw one up here about a bug in a test. So let me ask you, when you go and write, you mentioned you write a lot of tests. When you write tests, are you looking here in the issues list, or is there something that you kind of get a nudge and say, hey, we need some help with tests around this area, and you go and start writing tests there, or do you look at the issues list first?
Sure. So I'd probably say there's three main ways that I find something is, number one, what strikes me is something curious. So I started by saying, the control class is quite interesting to me. Let's learn about this class. Let's write tests and that's more attacking the surface area of the APIs. And that's a good way of finding new bugs. Then I can also look through this the list of bugs and issues and find things that need to be tested to verify. And also, there's a lot of cases where bugs get fixed and maybe there aren't actually tests that are done with that. So I'd find a bug that was fixed and then maybe a test that wasn't submitted with that fix. And also, okay, we've got a lot of sort of issues on the repository saying, we need tests in this area, we lack tests. I know it's something like, you know, control control designer, things like that, various classes need a lot more tests. So inviting new unit tests there.
And are you just writing unit tests using something like XUnit or NUnit?
Yeah, so it's all XUnit. And that's something that's really good across the .NET frameworks is that it all uses the same, you know, the same framework for testing. We've got our own unit tests additions. Obviously, each domain has different requirements for unit testing. But yeah, it's all XUnit. I've got some snippets. That's how I'm able to write some code as fast as possible.
Ah,
so that's my secret. Yeah, Igor once asked me what's my secret, and I said that it's the snippets.
There you go. So
there you go.
Igor, looking at this list, there's about 100 issues that I see here, a bunch of them that are closed. Where can folks really help out the WinForms team? Where do you need the most help right now? Is it documentation? Is it tests? Are there certain features that you want people to come in and contribute to?
Anything really. We won't say no to any help.
Okay. As we head towards .NET 6 that you're particularly targeting?
No. Well, as a team, we want to tackle the high DPI. We certainly appreciate a lot more folks now have large displays or multiple displays, 4K, 8K, you know, 26K. Mm. And we fully appreciate customers want seamless high DPI experience, which WinForms currently sadly lacking.
Sure.
But as far as user contributions, anything up for grabs. We have a number of approved API. Q was actually championing a number of APIs. Like, we have a number of proposals which have been approved by the API review board, and you're welcome to come and implement them. And ultimately, in .NET 6, this API would be usable and available in controls.
Okay. So,
I just remembered that George is doing a significant part of like the null reference type annotations, which is quite appreciated, and that's relatively easy to start with, because ultimately this allows the developers of WinForms to have better appreciation where something is null or isn't null, and then have the code significantly
have it react appropriately. Yeah. So let me make sure. I want to ask about each of your contributions to Georgios and Tobias and to Hugh. When somebody starts up a new WinForms application, is there something that you wrote that you kind of point to and go, yeah, I wrote that. That was all me. But I was involved in making that happen. Georgios, is there something in there that you're really proud of that you contributed to WinForms that we could recognize and say, oh yeah, Georgios made that?
So I think most of my contribution have been, you know, towards things that people would not really notice, let's say, but it's okay. Mostly about, you know, the code behind the actual magic that you see in your screen. So most of my contributions have to do with pinvoke, so, you know, cleaning up the code behind all the native Windows calls and the nullable annotations that Igor mentioned earlier.
So that nullable is going to be pretty important as we look forward to the .NET 6 and being able to get that quick feedback as we're writing code. That's very cool. And Tobias, is there something that you've contributed that we can point to and recognize?
It's a lot of low-level things I'm contributed to. So interop WinForms users to talk with Windows. So it's basically everything that happens in the background, not what the user codes against, but what WinForms is running on.
Okay. So some of the low-level stuff. And Hugh, it sounds like you've written a bunch of tests. Is there something else that you've contributed that we can recognize?
I'd like to say that it sort of my contribution is that everything still works when you see it. But as Igor may say or agree with me here, is sometimes things don't go to plan. I mean, there's been cases, perhaps my impact has caused, you know, list box images not to work anymore, things like that. But no, in terms of other things, I think, you know, performance is a good example of more kind of visible to the user changes. Also some of the Listbox API, List View APIs. Yeah, I keep saying Listbox. List View APIs, new stuff around groups, and you can add now images to your group display, which is actually is quite useful and makes things align a lot more with the Win32 APIs.
Okay. And I've got to ask, Georgios and Tobias, you're working on some pretty low-level stuff. Does somebody need to have detailed knowledge of the Windows APIs to get involved at that level, or can they just be a good C# developer? What do you suggest if somebody wants to get involved as far as skill set?
Well, I think as you go along and go through most of the code, then you'll start learning things, right? So I didn't have much knowledge of the Windows API before I started looking at this code. But yeah, I think Tobias probably knows much more than I do in this area.
Yeah, I'm helping out where I think I can contribute most, which is my knowledge about how WinForms works under the hood. But okay. If anyone wants to contribute, I think there are a lot of places to do so, like Igor mentioned. And actually, I'm monitoring the issue lists, and if there are bugs or issues coming in, I'm seeing if I can help out in discussing or identifying what the bugs are. So if you have questions, it's also always possible to start a discussion on GitHub, and since I'm monitoring it, I'll try to join in if I can contribute.
Cool. So, and speaking of some of the low-level stuff that happens in WinForms, we had a question come in here. Let me grab this real quick. This is Rodrigo asking about projects that need access to COM components. What's the level of support .NET 5 will have? What do you think, guys? Anybody want to chime in and answer about interacting with COM components from WinForms?
I think that's Tobias' favorite.
Well, there are actually multiple projects trying to solve this problem. We have historically in .NET, we have to write our COM mappings ourselves, but now we have open source projects which try to standardize it and actually create new COM mappings. For example, we have C# WinRT project on GitHub. This resource mostly about the WinUI 3 project, which is not WinForms, but they also try to implement a new desktop UI framework, UI 3, and they are working on a new mapping for COM components. And you could use this also for WinForms if you wanted to. And then there's also a project to standardize Windows APIs as metadata and map it to C#. It's a C# Win32 project, but it's very, very early in development. So,
okay.
I'm not sure how far along they get until .NET 6 comes out, but there's a lot of stuff happening in the COM mapping area. They are reworking the complete COM interop model.
Okay, so it's in flux. We've got some progress being made, and we'll see what happens here over the next few months, and a couple projects to keep our eyes on. Thank you. So we're out of time here. Thank you so much, panel. Igor, Hugh, Georgios, Tobias, thank you so much for all your contributions to help make Windows Forms on .NET 5, and we're looking forward to some of the improvements here as we go towards .NET 6.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.